Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's November 30th, 2023 Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting. Just to remind everybody briefly about our being aware of background noise, please keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, please don't put it on hold. Please wait until invited to speak and state your name each time you speak. And then commissioners, of course, when making and seconding motions, please state your name. Let's go ahead and do a roll call. Determine we have a quorum. Commissioner Hershberger.
Here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Tolbert.
Here.
Commissioner Wilcox.
Here.
Very good. We have five of five, obviously the quorum. And then from staff, we have Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you then to go ahead and do the agenda in the minutes.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
First, second. Move.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes and the facilitator summary report for the October 5th, 2023 meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Thanks, Dave. Second?
Second. Swope.
Thanks, Brian. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously. Just an update, product approval program issues. All of the conditions from the October 17, 2023 commission meeting have been met. There's no action required for that agenda item. Moving on to item four, Melissa, can you please provide approval and entity statistics reports?
Sure. We had, for the 2020 version, we had 7,707 that were approved, bringing us a total of 8,352. And then for the entities, we had 31,305, bringing us to a total of 33,472. And then the entities, we had 121, bringing us to a total of 441. And then for the 2023 version, we had approved 1,912, bringing us to a total of 3,464. And then for the entity, we had 7,939 approved, bringing us to 13,288. And
Melissa, just for a clarification, I think what the second one for both should have been the total number of products approved, right?
Yes, correct. And the last one is the total products is 122 that were approved, but the total is 441. And that's it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Lots of approvals in the system. We'll move on to the consent agenda of entity applications. Jeff will facilitate the portion of the meeting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. The first item is entities. We have put to the 2023 code. We have 19. Is there any public comment? Hearing that, I'll turn to you for the motion.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Second?
Second, Tolbert.
Thanks, Tim. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Yes.
All right, next is a consent agenda recommended for approval to the 2020 code, and there's only three. Is there any public comment? I hear none, so I'll turn it to you for the action.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2020 code?
Thompson, move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify again by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Product approval with comments. Jeff.
So, Mr. Chairman, we just have one for the 2020 code. It's recommended for conditional approval, FL42525, to allow the applicant to revise the evaluation report to confirm compliance with AMA 501.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products, only one, recommended for conditional approval to the 2020 code based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff?
Count to move conditional approval.
Thank you, Dave. Second?
Second.
Over. Any discussion? Hearing none, again, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Now the 2023 code, Jeff.
So the consent agenda for approval would be as amended, which would be with 1,196 products with the removal for individual consideration of FL40520 and 40522 at the request of the applicant. So it would be to approve the consent agenda as amended, which would be 1,196 products.
Thank you for that, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2023 code?
Count to move approval as amended.
Second.
Over, second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Again, motion passes unanimously. Now the consent agenda for individual consideration. Jeff.
So the two are recommended at the applicant's request and staff's recommendation for conditional approval, which are FL40520 and 40522. Both are recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to revise the installation instructions for the purpose of correcting the allowable load as appropriate.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the products pulled from the consent agenda and recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the conditions? Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry. Comp to move conditional approval.
Thanks, Dave. A second? Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor again signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff, for the consent agenda.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, with those with comments, there's only two, and they're both recommended for a conditional approval, and that is FL23358 to allow the applicant to upload the correct installation drawings for the non-impact window referenced in FL23358.1. Then FL33106, conditional to allow the applicant to correct the typographical error in Table 4 at the installation drawings for FL33106.3. Unless there's any public comment, turn to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments, two of those, recommended for conditional approval based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff?
Comp to move conditional approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And the consent agenda for DPPR product approval applications, Jeff.
Jim, there were 28 applications with none with comments for approval to the 2020 code. All are approved. There's 191 applications, including three with comments to the 2023 code, and all are approved. No actions necessary from the PUC.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Hey, Dave, it looks like we'll get you out of here in time. Is there any public comment? close the public comment. Is there any POT member or staff comment?
No, thank you.
Right, hearing none, we'll move on to adjournment. Thanks, everyone, for your time. Talk to you all in a week or so, and I hope you have a great holiday. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.